I am back, but I think we are still in a long-distance relationship. How do you get to know someone that you already know so well again? It is like eating your mother's chocolate cake and not recognizing its taste, while your neighbors eat and rave. You're so talented, Zaha, and cheer with their mouths full. This cake reminds me of all of Madhu's birthdays. I am Madhu, and this cake tastes like nothing I know. I blow a soft wind on his skin. His beautiful hair shiver, but his skin doesn't. He used to get goosebumps at the thought of me wanting to eat him. Not anymore. And I wonder if his skin has been taught to be loved by someone else. Zaha, my mother, puts 3 dates in her 6-person cake, and 5 dates for 12. Only odd numbers, as per our date-eating rituals. Because it is said that eating even numbers is bad luck. Nevertheless, 40 years into making this cake, no one discovered her secret. In this family, secrets are the man of the house. Zaha is my mother, the woman of the house. I am Madhu, the eternal child that is now 40. As I have done all my life, I throw our broken glass in our garden. It gives the soil an incomparable luster, and the neighbors must never know that glass has been broken, or that glass has been used, especially my mother's beautiful wine glasses that always drop. In Kasr al-Shar, she says with everyone, the evil has been broken. So I collect bits and pieces of broken evil and throw them in the earth around the lemon tree planted by the tenants before us. Evil makes bitter lemons. Bitter lemons make better cocktails. I can't deal with bad cocktails, like putting my mother and my lover in the same room, or pretending he's just my friend. My mother tells her friends that I got married while in France to a beautiful woman that looks like a prettier Brigitte Bardot, and replaced her smartphone with a Nokia 3310 so that they don't ask for pictures. And in our house, there's a painting of her at 24, pregnant with me, and a painting of me next to it, at 12, before I started having my own opinions. I do not let my opinions get in the middle of my relationship with my mother. As I already said, I do not have time for bad cocktails. In return, my mother stopped asking me about Brigitte. Every day, I go to her place, pick up the broken glass from around her chair overlooking the garden, and throw it in the soil. It makes her smile. Zaha aged well. She is capable of picking up the glass on her own, but she doesn't. It was my job, as a young man that must take care of his mother. Of course it made me happy, but somewhere I wish there was a particular amount of glass I can pick up that would qualify me to the next round of this relationship, where she would tell me that she would like to meet Hikmat, or perhaps ask me about my heart, or maybe not ask, just place her hand on the left side of my chest and try to understand. Now, my heart beats of exhaustion as I bend over to pick up the glass around my mother, like it beats of exhaustion as I bend my rules for Hikmat. Like everyone else in her building, my mother performed her life as a crooked cycle between each of my visits. Eternal children, to whom I am the youngest, flock into this somewhat yellow building for short periods of time every day. 6 households anticipate their children and sometimes their grandchildren. In my case, a new set of wine glasses every now and then. We come with stories about the outside, assuming our parents never leave this fortress. We come with diabetes-friendly sweets and new fruits and vegetables that we read postpone Alzheimer's. I don't know what my mother does when I am not there. I am not certain who breaks the glass or who eats the cake, but I don't ask. I pretend if I don't ask, she won't ask. But I want her to ask, so maybe I should ask. I stand in front of the mirror in my bedroom and interrogate my reflection. Zaha, it's wonderful that your neighbors still pass by for cake. Zaha, it's wonderful that your neighbors still pass by for cake. Mom, do you have a good relationship with Tante Kram? Mama, Hikmat stares at me, then goes back to his phone. The distance between us is more than a few terrazzo blocks and the carved wood of an old bed. I don't know where he is. He glances at me and smiles, and I forget that he's far. I hate his phone. Mama, I think you should come over for dinner sometime. Hot summer streets, and the pavements are burning. I sit around trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry. Strange voices are saying things I can't understand. It's too close for comfort. This heat has got right out of hand. And then I break the radio. Hekmet pretends he doesn't care. It's a cruel, cruel summer. Leaving me here on my own, it's a cruel, cruel summer. Now you're gone, you're not the only one. Is he pretending, or does he really not care anymore? Since when does he even like Ace of Base, or listen to Light FM? It's scary everywhere, because now everywhere is outside. My mother is waiting. I look at my mirror. Hekmet is gone. And I have questions. I want to break his phone on her floor and throw everything in the garden. Do you know how many things have been thrown in that garden? No ground floor flat's backyard is safe in Beirut. Gravity. Blame gravity. I blame gravity for the bags under my eyes and that my balls don't hang evenly. Gravity will summon Hekmet's phone and maybe his face tonight. I always find my answers in the mirror. Mama, I would like you to meet my friend tonight. Mama, I would like you to meet my friend tonight. I practice, although I know I will improvise when the time comes. I like this question. I dial. Mama, Hekmet has been telling me he wants a taste of your cake ever since I got back. What's Hekmet? I tell her I will pass by around sunset, after prayer. I tell Hekmet my mother insists he joins, and he does not believe me. Rightfully so, I have a particular look on my face when I am working on special project, and Hekmet knew something was off. I go to the bathroom, jerk off, then take a shower, after which I wrap a long towel around my body covering above my navel to below my knee, and pray a quick istikhara for guidance. I'm not sure it will help, but it will do no harm. Unless Hekmet sees me. He hates it when I pray. He's young, much younger than me, and I should not be angry when he expresses a desire to meet new people. I just hate his phone, and I hate how he calls me daddy now. I twist open a Perrier, but all I wanted to do is break it. To throw it into his hand and break his phone with it. Habibi, would you like a sip? No. As the sun traveled west, we traveled to my mother's building. The sun is waiting for you in the window, Habibi. I'm so happy you came. Indeed. My mother's window had the best view to the sun accepting gravity's invitation behind the sea. Hekmet said hello, and then hello in Arabic, and then apologized. Zaha nodded. Today there was no glass on the floor and the house smelled of baking. How does your mother sweet her cake, Yahalu? She asked Hekmet. I use dates, she continued. Don't tell anyone. She walked him to the circular table next to the window where the circular cake was, sliced a small piece that fits between her fingers and stuffed it in his mouth. Go out and pick some lemons, Habibi. She walked towards me and whispered, I put 4 dates instead of 3 in this one. If your friend dies, it's not my fault. Hekmet walked into the garden, and the glass under his feet crackled. Me and my mother looked away.